This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Did you know Michigan leads the nation in chestnut production? Yet most of us probably have never even eaten a chestnut. And that is something my next guest wishes to change. Dennis Fulbright is here. He's a plant pathologist and professor with Michigan State University. And tell us, Dennis, about this fruit that we call chestnut.
Well, you're right. It is a fruit. It's not so much a nut. It belongs in the acorn family, with the oaks and the beech nuts. We call it a nut because it comes off the tree kind of looking like a nut, but it's really a fruit and it's respiring very fast like a fruit, like a strawberry.
Meaning what?
Meaning it has a shelf life that is rather short. I mean, most nuts like a walnut or an almond you can keep around for maybe, who knows, a year or two. But a chestnut should be eaten by, it falls in October and it should probably be eaten by January.
Thus, we have that association with Christmas. You have spent the past 20 years working with Michigan's chestnut growers in search of the perfect chestnut tree to grow in our state?
Right. It wasn't easy. People started with what was available, which isn't always the best material, the best what we would call germplasm, the best tree. So we had to hunt around, and it became obvious very quickly that there was a cultivar that was from the Japanese and the European combination, or a hybrid. We call it a Japanese-European hybrid. And it's what's frequently grown in Spain or Portugal or even some places in France. But it grew very well in Michigan.
It was happy in Michigan.
It was extremely happy. I think it maybe is a little stressed from our cold winters, but it's vigorous and it comes back and it produces a lot of chestnuts.
How many growers do we have in Michigan?
We have over 100 growers, and the average size farm is about 4 to 5 acres. But now we are getting to 20 to 100 acre farms. People are starting to think of this now as a true investment and a true commercial industry.
And I saw that members of the CGI, the Chestnut Growers Incorporated in Michigan, harvested 80,000 pounds of chestnuts last year, and they're predicting they're on their way to 100,000 pounds. And I'm wondering how come you think most of us have not even seen, yet alone eaten, a chestnut?
I'm a plant pathologist, so the marketing aspects of all of this has been just amazing. 100,000 pounds disappears into the fabric of our supply chain very quickly. I like to tease my molecular biology friends. They think they're working in the black box inside the cell. But I tell you, the real black box is the handshake on a loading dock at 3 a.m. in the morning at a produce terminal. It's really amazing how much business is still done that way.
Interesting. I think anyone listening to me talking who went to downtown Detroit, especially in the 50s and 60s at the holidays, you remember going to downtown Hudson's right there on Woodward where the big Christmas windows were. And there would always be, by the Christmas window display, the guy with the cart, the steamy cart, selling the bags of the hot roasted chestnuts. I remember eating them, and I love them. But I'm wondering, how would you describe their taste?
It's pretty indescribable. I mean, it's just a sweet, nutty flavor. Maybe vanilla-like. Perhaps it's it. I mean, we'll all agree it's like a potato, but it's not a sweet potato. But
it's starchy.
But it's a potato that is sweet.
Yeah.
And the better you get at roasting them or cooking them, the better they taste. But you can put them into the turkey stuffing, and they'll sweeten up the bread. Anything that they are near, they sweeten. So you could put them with the Brussels sprouts in vegetables, or with the squash, and they'll sweeten it up. And this is always the biggest surprise. I had one young man come up to me and say, "I really like your chestnut soup, but it's just too sweet. Could you use less sugar?" And I said, "No, that's nature's sugar. I added no sugar to the soup."
Well, tell us about preparing and what you do when if you find chestnuts at the market. What do you do with them?
Well, you have to get the shell off. So there's two things to think about. One, if you're just going to roast it over a grill or in your oven, you just want to make one cut. I know there's a lot of recipe books that say two, but why double your trouble? Just make one cut sort of across the equator. So think of it as a little globe with a north pole and a south pole, the point at the top and the colored spot down in the bottom, and cut half the equator. And then you put it into the oven, and they'll start to smile. Don't get faked out yet because they're not done. It really does take 15 to 20 minutes at 350 or so to get them done. So they go from a carrot-like or fresh carrot, fresh potato-like hardness to a soft carrot or soft potato-like hardness in that 15 to 20 minutes. We suggest that people add a little water to the cookie sheet if it's in an oven, or you can even microwave them. Same way, one cut across the equator. They'll open like a clamshell, but wrap them in a paper towel that's been dampened, and that keeps their moisture up in a microwave.
As I'm microwaving,
yeah,
okay.
As you microwave. Don't go much more than a minute or so, but of course it depends on how many chestnuts you put in there and what their size is.
And then how do you use them in recipes? Obviously, you can throw them, dice them and throw them in stuffing, but what else?
Right. So the next part is to take the shell off. And our chestnut growers take the shell off. We have the only commercial Italian chestnut peeling machine in the Western Hemisphere, as far as we can tell. And we take the shell off down in Jackson, Michigan, and we sell that online. So, you know, they can go to the chestnutgrowersinc.com and buy. You know, all of us in the business say, I love peeling the chestnut once.
And then I'm very happy to let something else take over, right?
Right. And then I'm willing to pay for the package of peeled chestnuts. But you have to get the shell off and the paper that's underneath it. Okay. You can do that by cutting them in half. That's the best way. Just cut them in half and drop them in the boiling water for about 20 minutes. And a lot of them just come out of the shell on their own. And the ones that don't, it's not so hard, except for you're burning your fingers a little bit.
Now, are there recipes available on the website?
There are recipes available. And most of them were made by Michigan chefs. And we had a little program with them, and they served these up at their restaurants. And then we had to go test them.
Of course.
And then,
tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Right. And, you know, you can find on that website chestnut pate. It's just an amazingly sweet vegetable pate. You know, you could find how to roast them. You can find chestnut cranberry pesto, a lot of things on there. Just your typical chestnut stuffing that you might want to use. My favorite is chestnut hummus.
Oh,
take out the chickpeas and put in the sweet chestnuts.
And you know, when you realize we lead the nation in chestnut production, it sounds like as more people get the sense of what can be done with this chestnut and how to work with it, it really does have the potential to be a very important crop in our state.
It does. I mean, it's a tree that drops I keep trying to search for the right word, and after 20 years, I still haven't. But it's a food stuff. It's the material you build foods from. It can grind it into a flour. You can use it as a puree. You could put it in as chunks. It's gluten-free flour. So if you're a celiac and you're tired of the tasteless rice flour, you can add some chestnut flour to it and get some very nice sweet flavors and sweeten that up without adding any gluten. And we even are involved in beer making.
Well, you can learn more about the Michigan chestnut. Just go to Chestnut Growers, Inc. That's INC.com. ChestnutGrowersInc.com. You'll find recipes. You'll find cooking instructions. Dennis Fulbright is a plant pathologist with Michigan State University and clearly a champion of the Michigan chestnut. Dennis, thank you so much.
Thank you.